Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 16 to 18. Five critical responsibilities of a godly leader. We read in Exodus chapter 18 verses 19 to 22 like this. These are the words of Jethro to Moses. Stand before God for the people so that you may bring the difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all times. After Moses began his enormous task of leading over 600,000 Israelites to the promised land under the direction of God, his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, visited Moses in the wilderness, bringing with him Zipporah, Moses' wife, and their two sons, Gershom and Eleazar. After exchanging the usual pleasantries, Jethro had the chance to observe Moses as he sat down to judge the people. It was obvious that already many disagreements had started among the people of God, some trivial and others complicated. Other than Moses, there was nobody designated by Moses yet, nor was his judicial responsibilities delegated to anyone else. Who could be able to judge these matters? When Jethro observed that from morning to evening, Moses sat on a particular seat to judge the people and everyone else stood beside him to hear his judgment. People came from all the different campsites to know God's will in their particular matters of interest. Through this interaction, Moses would both judge as well as make known to the people the statutes of God. It soon became obvious to Jethro that it would be detrimental to Moses' health and well-being if he was to continue to be the sole judge and lawgiver of Israel. Moses was already overextended and overstretched. In fact, Moses wore too many hats, leading the Israelites, arbitrating personal disputes, and handing down legal judgments for a great multitude. And from a humanly perspective, he would not be able to continue in this manner for a long time. Moses was a classic case of a workaholic heading towards burnout. So Jethro gave wise counsel to his son-in-law that was not disputed or rejected by Jehovah God. What Jethro told Moses was that he should delegate more trivial disputes to other godly and wise people that he should appoint, while taking up the more challenging counseling cases for himself. While giving this counsel, Jethro also mentioned five critical responsibilities of a godly leader that all spiritual leaders should take note and follow. Number one. Intercede. A godly leader should stand before God on behalf of the people. This act is primarily the responsibility of an Old Testament priest. However, God has designated us part of the holy priesthood and royal priesthood. As a spiritual leader, this responsibility as God's under shepherds should be performed intentionally every day. Number two, teach and equip. A godly leader should teach God's word faithfully to his people. For the New Testament disciples, the Lord Jesus Christ has required that they should especially teach all things that he has commanded, or the commandments of Jesus as recorded in the Gospels. Number three, model. A godly leader should model to the people the way they should walk and the work they should do. We find that many church leaders preach one thing, but their lives reflect something else. Every godly leader should be able to tell to the people the following words of Apostle Paul. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Number four, choose. A godly leader should be able to select godly people in order to designate them in areas of responsibility. Here the selection criteria include choosing men who are talented and capable, who revere God, who are truthful, and those who hate covetousness. In the early New Testament church, however, they chose seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Number five, delegate. Finally, a godly leader should empower and delegate their leadership responsibilities to capable people. In this case, Jethro counseled Moses to allow able men to be able to judge the smaller cases of people at all times, even in his presence. These days, godly leaders should delegate tasks and responsibilities to capable people, even while empowering them with the adequate tools and resources. Thus, Jethro gave his wise counsel in the context of his new faith in God, but it was rooted in experience and wisdom he had gained throughout his life. We also need God's help with our priorities as we understand what's really important and needs to be accomplished. At the same time, we should delegate lesser important matters to others. Remember, godly leaders should be God-fearing, trustworthy, and honest while they govern righteously. Maybe God has not called you to be a leader, but He may want you to help a leader do a better job.